The Vision Community-Based Rehabilitation Association in Wolliso reports that 421 children with disabilities received rehabilitation at home this year. The numbers are impressive, but even more so are the children behind those numbers. 12-year-old Misakir Yusuf eagerly greeted me with a wide smile. She sat in her wheelchair with schoolwork in front of her. 3 years ago, this scene did not seem possible for Miss Akir. She was born with cerebral palsy, a disorder caused by a brain defect that occurs before birth. It causes impaired mobility, involuntary movements, and learning disabilities. Miss Akir's parents did not know why their child was different from others. They fought a lot, and Miss Akir's father eventually left the family. Miss Akir's life improved when Abinesh Zawalda worked with Miss Akir's mother and others in the community to change their negative attitudes towards Miss Akir's cerebral palsy. Abinesh is a field service worker who came into Miss Akir's life through a partnership with Light for the World and Wolliso's community-based rehabilitation.
When we found her, she was not like this. We found her when lying position in a difficult situation. In the first place, before we start rehabilitation service, we did engagement letter with the mother on the overall rehabilitation process that this child will receive. Following that, we started our rehabilitation program with community education program to teach the parent on the rehabilitation process, even to teach neighbors about the general condition of this child with disability. At the beginning, it was a really bad situation. So to change that sanitation and hygiene issue, they start, discussing with the mother and with the neighbor.
Light for the World and its local partners in Wolliso highlight the importance of educating the entire community where the child with disabilities lives. In doing this, misconceptions about disabilities disappear and are replaced with support and compassion.
እና ሌላ ደግሞ እናትዩ በጣም ተስፋ የቆረጠች ነበር ይሄ ጉዳት የትም ቦታ የሌላ የሷ ብቻ መስሎት ነበር
The mother was completely hopeless because she even think that this kind of disability is not common with others. She was thinking that this is the only challenge that her child is experienced, and she was totally outcasted and stigmatized by neighbors. Even the mother herself segregated herself from others. Because of the coffee ceremony, now things have changed and the situation is now good.
Coffee ceremonies are a major social event in Ethiopian social and cultural life. They are also a platform for practical solutions to real-life challenges for mothers of children with disabilities. The social event becomes a formal meeting, usually held at the home of a parent of a disabled child. Information is exchanged and experiences are shared. It is a time to show support and understanding, a time to educate the community about disabilities.
አከል ጉዳተኛ እጇ ላይ ጉዳት አለባት እጇ ላይ እንደዚህ አይነት ኬዝ አለባት አትንቀሳቀስም ሁሌ መኝታ ላይ ብቻ ነበራት ላጭ ነበራት ብዙ እንደዚህ አንገቶቹ እንደዚህ የተጣመሙ ነበር በጣም ብዙ አካል ጉዳት ነበራት
disability is physical disability when I found her she can't use her hands it was like this position her head is turned on the right position she doesn't use her upper extremities and her lower extremities, and it was a severe physical disability.
Through home-based rehabilitation, Miss Akir now has a wheelchair and attends school. She is able to help her mother sell goods in town, and with continued community-based rehabilitation, she will continue to improve both physically and mentally. Light for the World supports community-based rehabilitation projects worldwide. In 2013, they report over 59,000 children with disabilities were able to access their programs. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Wolliso, Ethiopia.